Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. He rose again from the dead on the third day and descended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.
Amen.
And that comes from St. Faustina's diary at page 950, and that page is so important. Guys, get Faustina's diary and go look at page 950. I think you're going to be amazed.
Amen.
So, anyway, let's go ahead and talk about
it.
Oh, St. Faustina?
Pray for us.
Pope St. John Paul II?
Pray for us.
Jesus, we trust in you.
Amen.
So let's talk about our saint of the day. Our saint of the day today is St. Colette. She was a French nun of the 14th and 15th centuries. She is well known for reforming the Poor Clares, the order founded by St. Clare of Assisi. St. Colette has a great story, so let's delve in and learn about her. St. Colette was born the daughter of a poor carpenter named Robert de Beaulieu and his wife, Marguerite Mahon, and she was born at Corbie. Corbie is in the Picardy region of France, which today includes parts of 8 regions in the south and east of France, including Ardennes, which I think is where the Ardennes Forest is, but I could be wrong. St. Colette was actually born Nicole de Beaulieu. Her parents wanted a child in the worst way. They sought the intercession of St. Nicholas. Yes, that St. Nicholas, to get pregnant. They promised that they would name their child for St. Nicholas. When St. Colette was born, she was named Nicole, the feminine version of Nicholas. Colette came from the nickname that her parents gave her growing up, Nicolette, which became shortened to Colette and stuck with her hundreds of years later. Her father served as the carpenter of the Benedictine Abbey near Corbie. After the death of her parents in 1399, Colette joined the Beguines. She found their lifestyle unchallenging and too easy for her. After that, she joined a Benedictine monastery as a lay sister. This was most likely to avoid an arranged marriage. However, she again found this life to be without challenges. In September of 1402, Colette joined the Franciscan Order, again as a lay sister. She lived the life of a hermit under the guidance of the Abbot of Corbie. During this time, she lived close to the Abbey Church. During this period, St. Colette had a number of dreams and visions that she was intended to return the Franciscan Second Order to its original values of austerity and absolute poverty. In October 1406, St. Colette went to see Pope Benedict XIII of Avignon. While he is considered today to be an anti-pope, the people of France viewed him at the time as the rightful pope. He met with her and agreed to allow her to transfer to the Order of the Poor Clares, which was a Franciscan order of nuns who were founded by St. Clare of Assisi, whose feast day is August 11th. St. Clare was a contemporary of St. Francis of Assisi, and his feast day is October 2nd. Benedict XIII also empowered St. Colette through several papal bulls issued between the years of 1406 and 1412 to complete the reformation of the order and to establish new monasteries. Saint Colette sought and received the approval of the Countess of Geneva and the aid of the Franciscan itinerant preacher, Henry de Beaune, and she went about her work of reforming the order, starting with the monastery at Bayonne. She would remain there only a short time before she moved on to the Besançon, where she opened a new monastery in a nearly abandoned convent of Urbanist Poor Clares. That was around the year 1410. From Besançon, the reform movement spread to Auxon, to Poligny, to Ghent, to Heidelberg, to Amiens, to Pont-à-Mousson and Lorraine, and to other communities of Poor Clares. The reforms took off faster than Saint Colette could have traveled from one monastery to another to implement them. In the monasteries that followed her reform, she decreed that the nuns, there is a difference between sisters and nuns. Nuns are cloistered in a convent or monastery. They don't leave. They are there forever. Sisters are cloistered out in the world and bring the word of Jesus to us from the nunneries. That's an important thing to understand, guys. So anyway, she decreed that the Poor Clare nuns would go through life barefooted, would practice severe poverty, and the observation of perpetual fasting and abstinence. These nuns were and are called the Colettines. There's also a Colette order of friars. Saint Colette died on March 6, 1447 at Ghent. Her remains were interred at Ghent. She was renowned for her sanctity, ecstasies, and visions of the Passion, and even prophesied her own death in her order's convent at Ghent, Belgium. Saint Colette was beatified on January 23, 1740, nearly 300 years after her death, as opposed to Saint John Joseph of God, who we talked about yesterday, who was beatified 50 years after he died. Neither of them had the benefit of a 24-hour news cycle or the internet. And she was beatified by Pope Clement XIII. She was canonized on May 24, 1807, more than 360 years after her death, by Pope Pius VIII. A quote from Saint Colette: "We must faithfully keep what we have promised. If through human weakness we fail, we must always, without delay, arise again by means of holy penance and give our attention to leading a good life and dying a holy death. May the Father of all mercy, the Son by his holy passion, and the Holy Spirit, source of peace, sweetness, and love, fill us with their consolation." What a beautiful quote. Saint Colette,
pray for us.
Amen and amen. So what do you have for us on the daily update?
Really nothing today, except that I've been spending the last few days doing legal work for the four persons, you know, that we do have to do that as far as filing all the tax papers and all that. I've got licensing reports to file tonight, and then going to devote some time to some production work, some commercials and announcements and things like that. So my work schedule has slowed up enough to allow me the space and the time to actually start to do some of that stuff. And once I get that off my plate, then it's jumping into the book of Revelation. So a lot of things that are planned or in the hopper, it's just got to move, you know, got to move through them and getting all this. I mean, the taxes took me all day yesterday to do. It's because you basically got to go through, I mean, every single transaction of, you know, you're talking about website fees and hosting fees and, you know, Blog Talk Radio fees and production fees and equipment and taxes and licensing, all that stuff. It all has to be, you know, itemized. It's a lot to it. It's not simple. But if I did it correct, we could be getting some money back, and of course that money is going to go right back into what we're, you know, what we're doing. Even this trip that I'm taking to Israel, this is not a pleasure cruise. This is not something that, you know, this is not like a vacation to the Bahamas. This is something that's done, you know, to deepen my own faith personally, of course, but also for the apostolate, for the ministry, to share with everyone else. This apostolate has become a very important part of all of our lives, everything that we're doing here, sharing the faith that we love.
Oh, yeah. And I don't care what show is on, I hope when you go to visit Tony and Colette's shop, you call in from there.
Yeah, that's the intention. Just have to, you know, work the time schedule out because now this coming weekend we go to, on the East Coast, we go to the time change. But then,
we do in the central time zone, the mountain time zone, and the specific time zone, too.
Right. But it switches back the other way, back to where what we're in now, just before I go to Israel. So the 7-hour time difference that is now will switch to 6 hours, but then it will switch back to 7 hours before I go. So, you know, that's 7 hours from the Eastern time zone. So that's going to be 8 hours from your time zone. So, you know, we have to consider that. So, you know, if I'm doing a show at 8 o'clock at night from Israel, it's going to be 12 noon your time. And so, you know, we have plenty of time to work all that out, and that's what we're going to do. And I am planning to do a show, video and or audio, every single day that I'm in Israel. That's the plan. And exactly the nuts and bolts, logistics, how that's going to work, got plenty of time to work that out. But that's my promise. I'm going to try to give a show every single day, and a daily update from Israel, so to speak.
Okay. All right, well, let's see. Tomorrow night at 6:30 Eastern, Terry is going to be back on the airs with Taking It to the Streets, and he wants to talk about the painful manifestations of the evil scourge that is abortion in this world. So that's going to be an interesting show, and I don't have a Knights of Columbus meeting, so you know I'm going to listen in.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest evils facing our society right now. It's absolutely satanic.
Yes. And then Friday morning at 7 Eastern, which is 6 o'clock my time, I'm going to be on Catholic Ken, and we're going to talk about St. Faustina and how she came to get the Divine Mercy messages directly from Jesus, and the importance of seeking God's divine mercy year-round, but especially during Lent. And I don't know yet what William's topics are on Saturday at 10 and then at noon. I have emailed him to ask, and as of right now, he has not responded.
So this might be a good time to give a shout-out to William. Is a member of Catholicism Rocks. They're kind of our partners, our friends in all this, and they do some great things over there at CatholicismRocks.com.
They've
got a great
do.
Blog. They've got a great forum. They do lots of they're putting out tons and tons of great material. They even have a Ask the Father forum where you can actually pose your questions to an actual Catholic priest. So a shout out to Sean and Kathy and all the people over there at Catholicism Rocks. They do a great, great job.
Yes, they do. And so hopefully I'll know tonight or tomorrow what William's topics are going to be on Saturday. He's got Catholicism Rocks at 10, and then he's got Burnt Toast and Coffee at noon. Both of those are Eastern time. And then, of course, we've got the Chaplet of Divine Mercy every day at 3:30 Eastern time. And let's talk about our friends Tony and Colette Rock, or Paulette Rock. God, I've got St. Colette on the brain.
Right.
Let's talk about our friends Tony and Paulette Rock over at therockcompanyshop.com. Guys, I've spelled it out for you a whole bunch of times. You ought to know how to spell it by now, but just in case, the, T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, Company, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, Shop, S-H-O-P, .com. And they've really got some great Easter specials going on right now. If you're into decor for the Passion, they've got a 14 station cross, which is absolutely beautiful. It looks like it's made from wood and some kind of metal, maybe iron. And it's got the 14 stations of the cross. What a great reminder for Lent, what Jesus went through on Good Friday, the first Good Friday. And then they've got a cross on a stand, on an olive wood stand, with metal-plated crucifix and metal base. And then they've got a crown of thorns. That looks kind of cool, to be honest. And I don't know what it's made of. It doesn't say what it's made from. I'm assuming it's real thorn bushes.
Yeah. I want to say one thing, Richard. You know, people who go to the rockcompany.com shop.com for the first time, you know, may say, okay, some of these items are a little on the pricey side, and they are, but here's why. It's the quality. You're talking about real olive wood. Now, olive wood was known, the Ark of the Covenant was made out of olive wood. It's known as being incorruptible. That's why the Ark of the Covenant, which is a typology of our Blessed Mother, and these pieces are hand-carved. They're not stamped out of a machine. They're not cast out of a machine in a factory somewhere. These are hand-carved. This is craftsmanship. This is a throne.
And each piece is unique. It's going to have its own coloration differences, its own wood patterns, and even its own individual carving mark.
Right. This is a throwback to days gone by when real artists, made things like this. And those people still exist, okay? And now, that's the one element. The other element is that you're getting materials that are made in the Holy Land, made in the place where Jesus was born, the place where Jesus walked. And they are sending this stuff out all over the world. They're shipping it out all over the world. So their costs are quite high. And like everyone else in Israel, their economy is taking a severe hit because of the hostilities going on there. So, there's an old saying, you get what you pay for, and it's true. You're not getting pieces that are going to fall apart or that are going to dry out or these are not, the $2 rosaries that are in the bin at the Adoration Chapel for you to take one if you forgot to bring your rosaries with you. This is very high quality, durable. These are keepsakes, and they're blessed in the Holy Land. Their shop is right there at the Shepherd's Field. So I just wanted to point that out. Some of their items are pricey, but they're pricey because they're collector's items. Because, like you said, they're one of a kind craftsmanship. They're collector's items.
Exactly. And, their olive wood rosaries with hematite stone and olive wood is only $11.99. That's a great deal. An olive wood rosary with holy soil is only $9.59.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't beat that.
Especially when you're talking about something that they're going to send from their shop in Bethlehem to you here in United States of America.
Or wherever in the world you're listening from.
Right, right. Yeah, our friend Cherry in the Philippines got a package from Tony and Paulette.
My mother got a package from them today. It has birthday present in it. So I can't wait to get up to Mom's to see what it is.
Amen. So do what you can to support.
I got an inkling it's a rosary, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I've known to be wrong once or twice in my life.
I'm wrong 67 times a day.
I'm paid to not be wrong.
Do what you can to help these good people. They really are good people, and they do business the old-fashioned way. They're honest. They sell quality products that are going to help you go deeper in your faith, and right there from the Holy Land. Do what you can to help these good people out.
Yep, and we're about 4 minutes over, almost 5 minutes over, so we're going to call it a day. My name is Richard Pettis, and the gentleman on the phone is our director and founder, John Benko. And I'll see you guys tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern. Until then, I want you to have a blessed rest of your Wednesday and a blessed Thursday until I see you right here at 3:30.
See you then.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.